ਸ਼ਾਮ ਵਧਾਏ ਤੋ ਬਤਾਰੋ ਹਰ ਹਰਣਾਇ ਸੰਰਕਸ਼ਣਾਇ ਸਾਧੂ ਰਾਤੋ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਮ ਵਧਾਏ ਚ ਏਤਾਦਰਤੋ ਬਤਾਰੋਯਮ ಭೂಭಾರ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣಾಯ ಸಾಧು ಮತಜಿ ಭೂಭಾರಹರಣಾಯ ಮೇ ಸಂರಕ್ಷಣಾಯ ಸಾಧೂನಾಂ ಕೃತೋ ನೇಷಾಂ ವದಾಯ ಚ ಏತದ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅರ್ಥ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಅವತಾರ ಡಿಸೆಂಟ್ ಅಯಂ ದಿಸ್ ಭೂ ಆಫ್ ದ ಅರ್ಥ್ ಭಾರ್ ಬರ್ಡನ್ ಹರಣಾಯ for removing me by me samrakshanaya for the complete protection sadhu naam of the saintly krita done anyesham of others vadhaya for killing cha and translation by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This is the purpose of my present incarnation. To relieve the earth of its burden, protect the pious, and kill the impious. So we also read texts 11 and 12. This is no purpose. So text 10. Anyopi dharma raksha ರಕ್ಷಾಯೈ ದೇಹಾ ಸಂಭ್ರಿಯತೆ ಮಯಾ ವಿರಾಮಾಯಾಪಿಯ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಕಾಲೇ ಪ್ರಭವತಾ ಕುಚಿತ್ ಐ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಸ್ಯೂಮ್ ಅದರ್ ಬಾಡೀಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ರಿಲಿಜನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ಎಂಡ್ ಇರಿಲಿಜನ್ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ಇಟ್ ಫ್ಲರಿಶಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 11 ಏವಂ ಧ್ಯಾಯತಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಆಕಾಶಾತ್ ಸುವರ್ಚಸೋ ರಥಾ ಉಪಸ್ಥಿತೋ ಸದ್ಯ ಸಸುತೋಸಾ ಪರಿಚ್ಛದು ಶುಕದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಕಾಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ಆಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ವಾಸ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ ಟೂ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದ ಸನ್ ಸಡನ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಕೈ ದೇ ವರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಡ್ರೈವರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಕ್ವಿಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಬಟ್ ಶಿಲಾ ಜೀವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಿಲಾ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ ಚಕ್ರವರ್ತಿ ಅಗ್ರಿ ದಟ್ ದ ಚಾರಿಯಟ್ಸ್ ಕೇಮ್ ಡೌನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಓನ್ ಬೋರ್ಡ್ ವೈಕುಂಠ ಲೋಕ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ The faithful devotees of the Lord derive tremendous pleasure by observing the Lord's incomparable technology. Om Jnanatmirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sahapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೌ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಾಂ ಸಗಣಾರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾಧವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪದಾಂ ಸಗಣಾಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paritanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gopivaktulinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So I like to seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I may say something meaningful and inspiring and purifying for my own self. So in the present verse, text 9, which is written on the board, Etad Artho Vataro Yam, this is the purpose of my present incarnation, I am this one. So this verse, the Lord is actually speaking to Himself. Right? Because the I'm just giving the context, the Jarasandha is attacking with his armies. He is very enraged that his daughter has become a widow. So he has assembled with a huge army, and Lord now is considering, what should I do? And the Lord decided that I will kill all the armies, for that is the purpose of my descent. But I will not kill Jarasandha, since he will gather more armies and he will bring everyone to me. Instead of my going to kill everybody, Jarasandha will bring every, he will gather all the demonic kings and the militaries, and he will come, and then my purpose will even be easier to do. So anyway, the Lord is saying, but no, I will remove this great burden of this sinful enemy, because that is the purpose of my descent. Etad artho vataro yam. So Lord here enlists three purposes, which are actually the most important and the most common purpose of each avatar of the Lord. Bhubhara haranaya me. Lord saying, the first purpose of my descent is Bhubhara haranaya me. The second line of the verse is to relieve earth of its burden. The second purpose Lord is mentioning over here is Samrakshanaya sadhu nam, to protect the saintly people. And third is Krito annesham vadhaya cha, and to kill those who are other than sadhus. So no different categories. Lots of sadhus and everyone else who is not a sadhu. I will destroy them. Right? Those who are not saintly. The translation says that. So these are the three purposes. And even Bhagavad Gita talks of that. Right? Where this verse is quite similar to Pritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. There also the three purposes of the Lord are mentioned. So I thought we'll discuss one beautiful conversation where King Nimi, who is also known as Janak, all the kings in the line of Janak Maharaj are known as Janak, their common name. So King Nimi is in the line of Janak Maharaj. So he's also sometimes called as Janak. So he asked Navayogendra 9 questions. The 9th question he asked is that, please describe the various incarnations of the Lord in different yugas. What are their name, their form, their complexion, and the process of worshipping them? So the exact question I'll just read from Bhagavatam. King Nimi, he asks Navayogendras, in what colors and forms does the Supreme Personality of Godhead appear in each of the different ages? And with what name and by what type of regulative principles is the Lord worshipped in human society? So just remember, these four things are asked by the king, and that will be described. So the king asks, what are the names of the Lord in each yuga? Form, complexion, color. Complexion is also same as what the varna, color. So name, form, his complexion, and the process of worshipping the Lord. So we will see that how Karbhajan Muni, for each age, he answers that question in three verses. In three verses, he answers these four parts of the same question. What are the name, form, complexion, and the process of worshipping the Supreme Lord? So, Karbhajan Muni replies, Kritam treta dvaparam cha kalir iti yeshu keshava nana varna vidhakaro nanneva vidinejyate. In each of the four yugas or ages, Krita, Treta, Dwapar and Kali, Lord Keshav appears with various complexions, names, forms and is thus worshipped by various processes. So now he begins first with Krita Yuga. This Krita Yuga, Satya Yuga is also called as Krita Yuga because Krita means to be accomplished. Krita Krite, that he has accomplished his purpose. So in Satya Yuga everyone is actually accomplished person. They perfectly follow all the religious principles. Therefore, Satya Yuga is also called as Krita Yuga. So, Krite Shuklas Chaturbahur Jatilo Valkalambara Krishna Jino Pavitakshan Vibradanda Kamandalu. So, Krite in Satya Yuga, Shuklas, the first word itself describes the complexion. The Lord is having white complexion. And then his form is described, Chaturbahur, his four arms, Jatilo, he has married here, Valkalambara, he wears a tree bark. Okay. Krishna Jino Upavitakshan, and he carries a Krishna in the black deer skin, Krishna Jino Upavit, a sacred thread, Akshan, a prayer bead, Vibra Danda Kamandalu, a rod and water pot of a brahmachari. So in this first verse, his complexion and form is described. Two of the four. The complexion and the form. And this will be the format for all. In first verse, Karbhajan will describe the complexion and the form. In second verse, he describes the process of worshipping. In the last verse, he describes the names of the Lord. This is the format for all ages. We'll see as we go ahead. Right? So in this age, the first thing is the Lord is white complexion. He has four arms. He has a matted hair. He wears tree bark. He carries black deer skin. He wears a upvit, a brahminical thread. He carries a prayer bead and he carries danda and kamandalu. Then he describes how the Lord is worshipped. Manushyastu tadashanta nirvaira sruhida sama yanti tapasa devam shamena cha damena cha. Before saying that how the people worship the Lord in Satya Yuga, he describes the qualities of the people in Satya Yuga in the same verse. That they are actually qualified to take up that process of worship. Right? So, Manushyastu tada shanta nirvaira suhrida sama. So, four qualities are described the people of Satya Yuga. They are shanta, peaceful, nirvaira, they are non-envious, suhrida, they are well-wishing friends to everyone, sama, and they are steady in all situations. Then, yanti tapasa devam. So, these people who have these four prominent qualities, they worship the Lord by austere meditation. Yanti tapasa devam, shamena cha damena cha, by internal and external sense control. This is how they worship the Lord. And then, the third verse, he described the different names of the Lord. Hamsa suparno vaikuntho, dharmo yageshwaro mala, Ishvara Purusho Vyakta Paramatmeti Giyate. In Satya Yuga, the Lord is glorified by the names Hamsa, Suparna, Vaikuntha, Dharma, Yogeshwar, Amala, Ishvara, Purusha, Avyakta and Paramatma. Then, Karbhajan Muni begins the description answering the question about Treta Yuga. Tretayam rakta varno so chaturu bahu strimekhala hiranyakeshastraya trayatma shrukshruvadyupalakshana. Right? So Tretayam rakta varno aso. So the Lord has complexion, reddish complexion, is a red complexion, and then his form is described. Chatur bahu strimekhala, he has four arms. Trimekhala, he said that he wears a triple belt which represents initiation into each of the three Vedas. Hiranyakesha, he has golden hair. And what does he? He carries Shrukshru Adi Upalakshana. He is characterized by, he has this ladle in his hand. That is his kind of, he bears. There is one Shruk, the longer ladle, and it is described, it's made of a particular wood. It's this amount in length. And there is Shruv, another ladle. So there is a description of each ladle, how long it is, what kind of wood it is made for, what is the purpose, etc. So those details are described. So this verse describes that his complexion and the form. So the next second verse describes the process of worshipping, as we said. Tam tada manujadevam sarvadeva mayam hari yajanti vidyatraya dharmishta brahmavadina. So here also the qualities are also described, those who worship the Lord. How they worship the Lord and what are the qualities of the people. Similar pattern as it was described about Satyuga. Ajanti vidyatraya dharmishta brahmavadina. So the qualities are described that they are all fixed in religion, dharmishta, the people of Treta Yuga, and brahmavadina, they are sincerely interested in achieving the absolute truth. Brahmavadina. So how do they worship the Lord? They worship the Lord by the rituals of sacrifice taught in the three Vedas. Yanti Vidya Traya. So three Vedas give various rituals of sacrifice. So they worship the Lord by that. And then what are the names of the Lord in Treta Yuga? Vishnu Yagya Rishnigarbha Sarva Deva Urukrama Vrishakapir Jayantascha Urugaya Itiriyate. In Treta Yuga, the Lord is glorified by the names Vishnu, Yagya, Rishnigarbha, Sarvadeva, Urukram, Vrishakapi, Jayantya and Urugaya. Now Karbhajan Muni describes about Dwapar Yuga. Again, in the very first verse, he will describe what is his complexion and form. Second verse, he will describe the process of worshipping. Third verse, the names. Four aspects he is describing. Dwapare Bhagavan Shyama, he has a blackish complexion. Pita Vasa Nijayuda, Srivatsadi Bhirankascha, Lakshanaya Rupa Lakshita. So the Lord is Bhagavan Shyama, he has a blackish complexion. Pita Vasa Nijayuda, he wears yellow garments and he has his own weapons. He also, the Lord's transcendental body is also marked with Srivatsadi Bhirankascha, with Srivasa and other distinctive ornaments. In this way the Lord manifests in Dwapar Yuga. The next verse. Tam tada purusham martya maharajopalakshanam yanti veda tantrabhyam param jigyasavo nipat. My dear king, tam tada purusham martya, here a special term is used for Dwapar Yuga people, Martya. It is not used for other ages. Right? So describe that actually now the weaknesses of the human weaknesses appears in this age. Right? So therefore Martya is used. Although everyone dies, no doubt, but the weakness which a human being has endowed with, that start appearing in the age of Dwapar Yuga. So therefore Martya. Tam tada purusham Martya maharajopalakshanam. They worship the Lord just like a great king is honored and worshipped. So the deity of the Lord is worshipped like that. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, when the two younger and the elder Brahmana, they come to Vrindavan, they see the Govinda Dev temple. Rajaseva heights mentioned, that the Lord was being worshipped by like a king. Therefore, we call it Rajbhog also, right? Just like a king is honored. So the Raj word is used like a king, the deity worship. That's the process of worshipping the Lord. Maharajopulakshanam. Yanti Veda Tantra Bhyam. They follow the prescriptions of the Vedas and Tantras. Param Jigyasavo Nipa. And they are desirous of knowing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it is important to note that Karbhajan Muni mentions four qualifications of the people of Satyoga. Right? That they are we studied the four qualifications. Then it was just the two qualifications he mentioned for people of Treta Yuga, right? Dharmishta and Brahmavadina. There are Shanta and dedicated religious principles, those four qualifications. And in Treta Yuga only two qualifications are described. In Dwapar Yuga he describes only one qualification, Jigyasavo. They are desiring to know the truth. Only one qualification, right? So Satyuga people get like 4 out of 4, Treta they get 2 out of 4, and Dwapar they get 1 out of 4. So what will be Kali Yuga? At max, 0 at max. It could be less also. So 0 at maximum. Right? So this is actually because in Kali Yuga, actually anyone who can just combat the negativities of this age, right? That means neutral, he can just keep himself free from the negativities of this age. That person is highly qualified, right? 0 mark. There used to be one professor who used to set some question paper, like a multiple answer. He would give 4 choices. It could be 1 could be right, 2 could be right, 3 could be right out of the 4, or 4 could be right, or none could be right, right? So he would set a very tough paper, and most of the people would actually get negative marks, because any attempt, there could be so many permutation combination. And those who would not attempt only, they would be the toppers, kind of. 0 marks. So, Kali Yuga, keeping oneself free from the ill effects of this age actually is a big qualification. 0 marks is the topper in Kali Yuga. So, so then he describes, now after describing how they worship the Lord, the third verse will describe the names of the Lord. Right? So instead of describing the name of the Lord, he includes the mantra by which they worship. So that mantra contains various names of the Lord. Namaste Vasudevaya Nama Sankarshanaya Cha Padyumnaya Aniruddhaya Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha Narayanaya Rishaye Purushaya Mahatmane Vishveshwaraya Vishvaya Sarvabhutatmane Nama. Right? So the Lord, they all chant this mantra for the quadruple expansion. Namaste Vasudevaya Nama Sankarshanaya Cha Pradyumnaya Anuruddhaya Tubhyam Bhagavate Namaha. So in this way, by chanting this mantra and glorifying the various names of the Lord, while doing the service of the Lord while worshipping Him like a king, the people of Dwapar Yuga, they worship. So the disciples of Prabhupada, they say in the purport that in Dwapar Yuga, deity worship of the Lord is prominent. Such deity worship is ultimately aimed at the process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So Sankirtan has already begun, because while chanting they chant these mantras of the Lord. Right? Because there is a fault which has appeared in Dwapar Yuga, so the Sankirtan has also kind of indirectly begun, included in the deity worship. Without hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, one cannot perform deity worship. In deity worship, it is required that the worshipper glorify the name, forms, qualities, paraphernalia, entourage, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. When such glorification is complete, the worshipper becomes eligible to realize transcendental knowledge through hearing about the Lord. Okay, so after describing about Dwapar Yuga, Karbhajan Muni now begins speaking about Kali Yuga, present age. Iti Dwapar Urvisha Stuvanti Jagadishwaram Nana Tantra Vidhanena Kalo Api Tatha Shunu. So he's saying, O King, in this way, Iti Dwapar Uruvisha Stuvanti Jagadishwaram. In Dwapar Yuga, the Lord glorified Jagadishwaram, is the Lord of the universe, by following the various regulations of various scriptures, Nana Tantra Vidhanena. Now kindly hear from me about what happened in Kali Yuga. Kalo api tatha shanu. Right? It looks like something exciting is going to come in Kali Yuga. Right? Because he never says after Satya Yuga, now hear what will be in Treta Yuga. Now hear what will be in Dwapar Yuga. So he kind of says, now hear what is the process in Kali Yuga. Right? Even if by chance you felt asleep and could not hear some, you missed some parts, but the description of other yugas, now you should become attentive. Kalo api tatha shanu. Please hear carefully. Something exciting is about to be revealed about Kali Yuga. And then he recites this very beautiful verse. Karbhajan Muni. Krishna vannam tusha krishnam sango pangastra parshadam yagya sankirtana praya shijanti hi sumedasa. So this Krishna vannam tusha krishnam sango pangastra parshadam. So this Yajna Sankirtana prior Yanti Hi Sumedasa. So this verse is considered very important by the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. In fact, Jiva Goswami, who has written the Shad Sandarbhas, also known as Bhagavat Sandarbhas, the very first verse is Krishna Vandam Tushak, A Krishnam, Sango Upangastra Parashadam. That's how much importance Jiva Goswami has given to this. The very first verse of his monumentous work is Krishna Vandam Tusha Krishnam. So it's a very important verse. And in this one verse, in contrast to what he was following, he describes the three aspects out of the four. He describes the complexion, the form, and the process of worship in one verse, which otherwise he was taking two verses for describing this. Right? So in one verse is included is three aspects. Krishna Varnam Tusha A Krishnam. Right? Krishna Varnam means he is chanting the names, he is describing the names of Krishna. It could also mean that his Varna is Krishna, but that is ruled out by the next word. Tusha A Krishnam. His complexion is not blackish. Then what is the complexion? That is not mentioned. Because there are four complexions in each. There are many verses which describe. There are four complexions of each yuga. Karmuna also describe. So he has already described three. So it is now the remaining one, Pita Varna, golden. And then he is accompanied by his various associates, who are also considered as ornaments. And how is the Lord? So this is the Tusha, his A Krishnam, which is means his yellow complexion. His form is described as that he is always chanting the names of Krishna, he is accompanied by associates, the description of the Lord's features. These are various ornaments. And the process of worship, Yajna Sankirtana Praya. He is worshipped by the process of Sankirtan. Yanti Hi Sumedasa. By those who are actually intelligent in this age. So Sumedasa doesn't apply to all the people of Kali Yuga. Those who are intelligent in this age, they worship the Lord by the process of Sankirtan Yajna. Okay, so now he has already described the three aspects, the form, the complexion, and the process of worshipping in one verse. Now the name should be described, but it doesn't describe the name of the Lord in the age of Kali Yuga. Right? Karbhajan Muni suddenly remembers that in Kali Yuga the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. So instead of describing the name, he offers two prayers to the Lord. They are very beautiful. He offers two special prayers to the Lord who appeared in Kali Yuga. Deyam sada paribhava ghanam abhishta doham tirthaspadam shiva virinchanutam sharanyam vrityartiham pranatapal bhavabdiposham Vrityartiham pranatapala bhavabdipotam vande maha purushate charanaravindam. So he says, these both prayers end with vande maha purushate charanaravindam. Right? So he's just remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't want to reveal his name now. It's very confidential incarnation. So therefore, in the two verses, right, he was having or three verses for each. So in one, he describes the three aspects. In the next two verses, he offered the prayers to the Lord. Right? So he didn't reveal the name, but he just took that opportunity to offer his obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dheyam Sada said, the Lord's lotus feet are the only and eternal object of meditation. Dheyam Sada Paribhav Ghanam. Paribhav Ghanam means these feet destroy the embarrassing conditions of material life. Right? Because Kali Yuga is filled with all embarrassing conditions, one after another. Right? There is no end to it. So, Paribhav Ghanam. So, the meditation upon Lord's lotus feet destroy all embarrassing conditions of material life. Abhisht Doham. And it awards the greatest desire of the soul, Abhisht Doham. Tirthas Padam. So, his lotus feet are the shelter of Tirthas. Tirthas are the holy places. The devotees are also called as Tirthas. Tirtha word is used for both of them, the holy places and the devotees. So, Tirthas Padam. So, Lord's lotus feet are the shelter of the holy places and of all the saintly devotees. Shiva Virinchanutam. These lotus feet are honored by Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma. Right? And then Sharanyam, they are worth taking shelter of. Bhrityarti Ham Pranatapal Bhavabdipotam. Bhrityarti Ham. It destroys all the distress of his servants. Pranatapal, not just it destroys the distress of all his servants, but even those who just offer obeisance to the Lord, those who just bow down, Pranatapal, the Lord also gives them protection and he maintains them. Therefore, his lotus feet are compared to a boat, Bhavabdipotam. They are a suitable boat for everyone to take shelter. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Therefore, to that Supreme Lord, Mahapurusha, I offer my worship. So next verse is very famous verse. Tyaktva sudustaja suripsita rajya lakshmim dharmishtayare vachasayad gadaranyam maya mrigam daita ipsitamanvadhavad vande mahapurushate charanarvindam. So this verse, tyaktva sudustaj sur ipsit rajya lakshmim. So that Lord, he gave up sudustaj. Tyaktva means to give up. Sudustaj, very difficult to give up. Sur ipsit rajya lakshmim, what is even desired by the sur ipsit, the demigods. So that Lord who appears in Kali Yuga, he gave up that. He gave up the association of the goddess of fortune, whosoever it is even desired by the demigods. Dharmisht Arya Vachasa Yad Gadaranyam. That Lord is fixed in dharma, dharmisht. Arya Vachasa Yad Gadaranyam. On the words of his superior, Arya, that Lord left everything and went to the forest. Maya Mrigam Daita Ipsitaman Vadhavad. And what is he doing? He is running behind. Anvadhavad means he is running behind those who are running behind Maya Mrig. So those who are running behind the illusory pleasures of this world, the Lord is running behind them to actually save them. Right? Out of his Daita Ipsitam, out of his causeless mercy. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Therefore, O Supreme Lord Mahapurusha, I worship your lotus feet. Right? So these are very beautiful prayers which are offered by Karbhajan Muni. And this particular verse, Tyaktva Asudustaj Suripsita Rajya Lakshmim, it said this verse can also be applied to Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. This verse can also be also suggesting, right, or can be applied to actually. I'll just quickly mention that how it applies to Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. So Lord Ram also, he gave up Tektva Sudustheja Suripsid, the kingdom of Ayodhya, which is desired by, so opulent, it was desired by even the demigods. Dharmishtri Arya Vachasa Yadagadaranyam, on the order of his dharma, Arya Vachasa, his father, who is Arya, because Lord Ram is Dharmisht, he went to the forest. And Maya Mrigam Daita Ipsit Manvadhava, on the request of Mother Sita, he ran behind that illusory deer. Vande Mahapurushite Charanarvindam, we offer our respects to that Supreme Lord. Then, this verse also applies to Lord Krishna. Tektva Sudhustaj Suripsit Rajya Lakshmim. So Lord also left, here Rajya Lakshmim refers to the kingdom of Mathura, which is also very opulent. The opulence of Mathura is described in many Puranas. So he left that. Dharmisht Arya Vachasa Yadagadaranam, his parents who are Arya, they prayed that, we are fearful, don't stay here. Kamsa may actually harm you. So on the request of his parents, Yadagadaranam, he went to the forest of Vrindavan. Maya Mrigam Daita Ipsitam Anvadhavad. This is a little difficult to understand. Right? Where did the Lord ran behind Maya Mrig? Said that he, actually, Maya Mrig here refers to a person who is a dancing doll. He became a dancing doll in the hands of the residents of loving devotees of Vrindavan. So Lord Krishna is he's playing with his friends and he's herding the cows and doing all the various activities. He became like a Maya Mrig, a dancing doll, controlled by the love of his devotees, especially the gopis of Vrindavan, and especially Srimati Radharani. So, Vande Mahapurushate Charanarvindam, we offer our obeisance to that Supreme Lord. So he completes these three verses about the Lord in the Kali Yuga. And then he concludes the description by saying, Evam Yugana Rupa Bhyam Bhagavan Yuga Vartibhi. In this way, O King, the Lord is worshipped by various names, forms, he has various complexion, and he is in this way is worshipped by different processes. This fourth thing he completes. So, although now here at this point of time his king's question has been answered, but just because he has just described the process of Sankirtan, Karbhajan Muni, he felt great ecstasy, thinking of the process of Sankirtan which was inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or which will be inaugurated, right, in the coming Kali Yuga. So in great jubilation, he started describing the glories of Sankirtan, right, although there was no question like that. It was as a corollary, he started describing the glories of Sankirtan, which is the process for this age of Kali Yuga. So Karbhajan Muni, he tells the king, said, if you ask me which is the best age, O king, I will say Kali Yuga is the best age. So king is kind of shocked. Said, but you gave 4 marks to Satyuga, 2 to Treta, 1 to Dwapar, and 0 to Kali Yuga, and you say Kali Yuga is the best. Right? So Karbhajan Muni says, Kalim Sabhajan Teyarya Gunagya Sarabhagina Yatra Sankirtane Neva Saraswartho Bilabhyate. Said, the age of Kali Yuga is worshipped by the Aryas. Not by the nightclub members and the drunkards and all the Kali Yuga people. They obviously worship. But Karbhajan Muni says, Kalim Sabhajante. Sabhajante means worship. The age of Kali Yuga is worshipped by Aryas, those who are very learned people. And not just ordinary learned people. He says, Gunagya Sar Bhagina. Those who can accept the essence of everything. Those who can see those who can see a gold in a filth, right? They can see the good quality and they can extract that. Sar Bhagina, those who can separate the essence from the nonsense. Right? Those people, those who are very learned, they worship the age of Kali. For, Yatra Sankirta Neneva Swar Swarthopi Labhyate. In this age, everything desirable is achieved simply by the performing of Sankirtan. Now someone may question that actually one can perform Sankirtan in any age. Right? So why specially he glorified that Kali Yuga is worshipable? So then Karbhajan Muni, he describes that how the glories of Kali Yuga, the glories of this age, which affords or which facilitates the performance of Sankirtan. So he recites number of verses justifying, he's like, this is quite a, I mean, quite an amazing statement, right? Astonishing statement. Kalim sabhajante arya. Kali Yuga is worshipable, he says. So he justifies that. He elaborates it, what he says. And he quotes number of verses to describe that. And I have taken eight points from those verses described by Karbhajan Muni. So the eight special qualities of Kali Yuga, which is also known as Kali Ashtakam. Right? So you may have heard many Ashtakams. The last one we sang was Lalita Ashtakam, beautifully sung by Prem Kishore Prabhu. Now kindly hear Kali Ashtakam. The glories of Kali Yuga, the eight very important. Why Kali Yuga is worshipable? Right? She said that the first point is that in this age, whatever was achieved by performance of Krite Tadhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Jito Makhe Dwaparo Paricharayam Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanath. What was achieved by a very difficult process is simply achieved by moving of tongue and lips. Right? That only that much effort is required. Right? You can compare the effort of performing the austere meditation for thousands of years, performing the sacrifice, the yajnas, etc. Right? And the elaborate deity, whatever was the effort involved. And here it is just the moving of one's tongue and lips. Baldev Prabhu was actually sharing that how he went to Nigeria and he was speaking, and African, they gave him the feedback. He said, you are talking, but you are not moving your lips and tongues properly. You should move your lip and tongue nicely. Right? So it is very clear and audible. Right? So Baldev Prabhu was sharing that, So that much effort is only involved. Within the effort of moving one's lips and tongue, one can achieve what was achieved in Krita Yuga, Treta Yuga and Dwapara Yuga, but very, very elaborate and difficult process. So that is the first advantage of Kali Yuga. In this age, there is a lot of concession and relaxation given. But again, that point remains. But why can't people perform Sankirtan in other yugas also? They can also do that and achieve the same perfection. He said, in other ages, so Jiva Goswami answered this question. He says, although in any age, one who completely takes shelter of the Lord, holy name, gets all perfection, the highly qualified people of Satyuga do not consider that merely moving the tongue and lips, chanting the holy names, is a complete process. And that the Lord's holy name is the only shelter within the universe. They are more attracted to the difficult and elaborate yoga system of meditation, complete with sophisticated sitting postures, painstakingly control of the breath and deep extended meditation in trance on the personality of Godhead within the heart. And then they achieve the meditation by going through very difficult. And then they consider that they have achieved something. So it does that, although it is available, but there are many other alternatives, and because people are so qualified, they take up to the other alternatives. They don't feel that just simply sitting, moving lips and tongue will award all perfection. So they don't actually take up to the chanting of the holy names. However, in Kali Yuga, is the third point. In Kali Yuga, because there are so many harassments, that people, they are forced to take shelter of the holy name. Because they cannot actually perform any other process. Right? One will sit for meditation and some message will come on WhatsApp. He will open it. Let me see this first. Something like that. Right? And if you ask someone to speak, sit down in the sacrifice, right? People cannot tolerate the smoke and the heat of the sacrifice. After some time, they will just get up and drink water, splash some water in the eyes and come or whatever, right? And so nothing in a material, not to perform deity worship. Whatever is available, we try to do it actually, right? So in this way, other processes are actually very, very difficult. And there are so many harassments that the harassments of Kali Yuga, they force the people to take shelter of the holy name of the Lord. Right? So the disciples of Prabhupada, they remark that the demigods enjoy too much material opulence and are unable to take shelter of the holy name of the Lord. In Kali Yuga, the conditions are so unbearable, modern governments are so obnoxious, our bodies are so ridden by physical and mental diseases, that the conditioned soul have no other option other than to intensely cry out for the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare. So this is the third point of the Ashtakam which we are describing. Right? The third important point. The first was, just to revise, the first was in Satyuga, what was achieved by in other ages were difficult process, it attained by simply moving lips and tongue. Secondly, in other ages, there were various alternates people do not take up to that age. In Kali Yuga, this is the only alternate available. Right? You cannot go anywhere. Third point which mentioned it, that the harassment of Kali Yuga push you to take that path. It's the only path available, you cannot go anywhere. The harassments are pushing a person to take shelter of the holy name. Third point. And the fourth very important point is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has emphasized Harinam Sankirtan in this age. So Sridhara Mahaprabhu has emphasized this process. Jiva Goswami says that the Lord by his causeless mercy has personally induced the living entities to take up the Harinam Sankirtan. Right? So therefore, Harinam Sankirtan has people. So many people have been able to take up because the Lord has emphasized it, and he has personally induced the living entities to take up this process. So therefore, this process has become very easy to take up. Right? When the leader emphasizes something, then that process flourishes, and so many people are able to take up. Give one example: that Prabhupada he would emphasize book distribution. Right? Then so many people became book distributors. He, because there is emphasis and Prabhupada personally inducing, so many people could take up that seva. Similarly, because of the emphasis of the Lord, in this age, so many people are able to take up this process. Right? So Sridhara Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe yaar mukhe shuni ek bar, Krishna naam sei pujya shrishta sabakar. Even if you hear one holy name of Krishna from someone, that person is worshipable. Right? Eka Krishna naam kare sarva papa shaye, Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Haite Hai. One holy name can destroy all the sinful reactions. In fact, one completes all the ninefold processes of devotional service simply by performance of Sankirtan. Navavida Bhakti Purna Nama Haite Hai. So in this way, there are so many statements. These both are recited by the Lord Himself. So many statements where the Lord says, Danya Prabhu Kahe Shuna Sharupa Rama Raye Nama Sankirtana Kalo Parama Upaye. So Lord in great humility said, Oh Shrup Damodar Goswami Ramananda Raya, there is only upaye, only solution this age is Nama Sankirtan. So many statements actually. Right? So therefore this process people are able to easily take up because of the Lord's emphasis and his personal inducing everyone to take up this process. The fourth glory of the Kali Yuga. It's how it facilitates this process of Sankirtan. And the fifth point said that the association of the devotees who are dedicated to chanting the holy names and who only desire pure devotional service is available only in this age of Kali Yuga. Vrindavan vaisayat Vaishnava mandal Krishna nama parayana parama mangal. Said Krishnadas Kaviraj Swami says when he goes to Vrindavan, all these Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, he says they are Krishna Naam Parayan. They are completely dedicated. They have no other desire other than the pure devotional service and the performance of the Sankirtan. Right? It's described that actually that the people of Satyuga, those who also understand, they wait that when will the Kali Yuga come and we would also like to appear in Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga, there is this association available wherein we can perform the Harinam Sankirtan in the association of devotees. So the people of Satyuga, they wait for millions of years, right? At least if you say at the end of Satyuga someone realizes, he has to wait at least 20 lakh years, like 12 and 8. At least 22 million years wait time. It could be more. So what people wait for millions of years to take an opportunity, that opportunity is actually available to us right now. But we sometimes become complacent, oh, it's too much. Let me now go and take rest. Right? Or whatever. Right? So this is very rare opportunity. People of Satyuga look forward for this opportunity described. Not even that, something very striking, third canto is mentioned, people of Vaikuntha also want to come and perform Sankirtan in Bharatvarsha. Vaikunthavasis look forward for this opportunity. Described when the four Kumaras went there, Lord Brahma describes that all the other various fragrant trees, they were worshipping Tulsi. They understood that Tulsi's position is very high because she performed austerities to actually please the Lord, and she has attained that position by performing austerities. So Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur says that they also want to actually perform austerities, come to Bharatvarsh in the association of devotees, perform this process and achieve a high position in the spiritual world. So he says Vaikuntha Vasis also want to appear. He gives this insight. So that's how rare it is. The fifth point, that the association of devotees is available in ample in this age of Kali Yuga, which is not there in other yugas. And then sixth point of the advantage of Kali Yuga, said in this age that there is no need to perform any other ritualistic ceremony which is mandatory for many other, for the other yugas to be performed. The people are supposed to perform many other rituals and sacrifices. So Karvajan Muni describes Devarshi Bhutap Nirnam Pitrinam Na Kinkro Nayam Narini Charajan, that every person is actually a Rini to the sages, the demigods, right, to the forefathers, other living entities. But those who perform Sankirtan in this age of Kali Yuga, they need not perform any other ritualistic sacrifice. They are absolved from all of that. So this is the sixth advantage of performing Kali Yuga Sankirtan in Kali Yuga. So it describes that even the seventh point, even if by chance someone commits a sinful activity, there is no need of atonement. Just continue to perform Harinam Sankirtan. Right? The example of Subuddhi Rai, he was asking for atonement from everybody. Right? And someone said, "You only one way, drink molten ghee, hot boiling ghee." He said, "But I will die, that is the only way." Right? However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe iha haite yaha vrindavan nirantar kar krishna nama sankirtan. Lord said, you from here now, after he meets the Lord, you directly go to Vrindavan. Do not consult any more pandits or astrologers. Just perform Harinam Sankirtan. Right? Go there and perform Harinam Sankirtan, and on the way also. So there is no need of any atonements. One can, this process itself ensures everything. And then the eighth advantage of performing Sankirtan in Kali Yuga is that there is no question of becoming proud by this process. The process doesn't make anyone proud. In fact, the process, Lord says, when Vasudev leper says, "My Lord, you have cured me, I will become proud." The Lord answers, Prabhu kahe ka bhutomar nahabe abhiman nirantara kara tumi Narantara kaha tumi Krishna Krishna naam. Or said, no question of becoming proud. You just chant the holy name of the Lord. So actually the process ensures humility. Right? The one who actually is hearing the holy names properly, attentively, and hearing the Harikatha in proper mood, this process ensures humility. While the other process, very difficult, tedious, one feels he has achieved something great. Or a great success, sacrifice. The person may become proud by performance of other processes actually. I could successfully complete 20,000 years of meditation, right? So there is some great feeling of achievement and pride may come. Sir, but there is no question of pride in this performance of Sankirtan in this age of Kali Yuga. So these are the eight advantages, right, of performing Sankirtan in Kali Yuga, or the eight glories is a Kalim Sabhajante Arya. So the learned people, they worship Kali by reciting this Kali Ashtakam, right? And I was just thinking that how there are eight additional advantages of performing Sankirtan within ISKCON in Kali Yuga. Right? The nice prasadam, there are nice gorgeously dressed deities, the wooden dancing floor, air-conditioned hall, and there are great musicians, various ornaments, and many dancing steps one can perform sankirtan in, which are unknown even to heavenly dancers, etc., etc. So like that. So 8 more advantages are there of performing sankirtan within ISKCON in Kali Yuga. Right? So therefore, it is concluded here. Nahayata paramo labho dehinam brahmyatam iha yato vindeta paramam shantim nashyati samsmriti. O king, there is no higher possible gain for an embodied soul. Dehinam brahmyatam nahayate paramo labho. Please be assured that this age of Kali Yuga is most conducive for the performance of sankirtan, and there is no higher benefit available in any other age for embodied soul. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also concludes this topic by saying, sankirtan pravartak Shri Krishna Chaitanya, sankirtan yagye tare bhaje sei dhanya. Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya is the initiator of sankirtan. One who worships him through sankirtan is fortunate indeed. Saita sumedhar kubuddhi samsar sarva yagya haite Krishna nama yagya sar. Such a person is truly intelligent, where others who have but a poor fund of knowledge must endure the cycle of repeated birth and death. Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is the most sublime. Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Granthra Shrimad Bhagatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Kali Yuga Ki Jai.